The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory.
Oh,
glory, glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. Undying, the spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. Went to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory.
Good morning, welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already, it's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. Other than listening to me, I don't have a clue what it is you do at 11 o'clock, but whatever it is you do, I'm happy that you are doing that, doing that you decided to do that, do with me. All right. I was supposed to have been ending my Pregnant in the Pandemic series today. Regrettably, both of my guests had canceled. So I had a wonderful little story about a woman that had gotten a husband. They had dated for a while. Both over the age of 30, they got married right at the brunt of the second wave of the pandemic, or was that at the end of the first wave of the pandemic? They decided, you know, we're old, we're over 30, we might as well have these children and kind of just get on with our lives. She goes and gets pregnant for her now newlywed husband. And 5 months later, while with child, the husband dies of COVID. And of course, she is happy to say, though, that her family kind of girded her up pretty well during that time. And that the transition of losing her husband and the stress of it all made the pregnancy a bit difficult. But the medical facilities and the support of family was amazing. And she was able to make it through. The baby is well, the mummy is well. Then there is the second story of a single mother who found out that she was pregnant in the third wave of the pandemic. I think the baby died in March of this year. And had the baby, noticed that there were some interesting things going on at birth with the baby. Of course, the hospital and the medical facility being what it was kind of overtaken. They discharged both she and the baby. Baby went home, had some laborious breathing. And woke up Monday morning to a dead baby. These are the kinds of things that have happened throughout the pandemic. Again, sadly, I won't be able to bring you those stories. Why? Because both of my guests have had calendar issues that are going to prevent them from coming in this morning. And then that leaves me with another baby to talk about, right? Of course, we know this morning, His Lordship, Lauren Klein, is supposed to be making a ruling with regards to Bella. But I kind of want to touch it as gently as I can, right? Because you know it's sub judice. And here is why. I listen to a lot of things every day. And the more I listen, the more I become mildly repulsed by this notion that somehow, somewhere in the world, someone is building a world that is unfair for women and children to live in. And the question I have to ask is, well, who built the world that the women and children lived in before. Because I don't know. I am of the opinion, and I'm going to tell you that this opinion is steeped in nothing more than possibly my own emotion, but I am of the opinion that we are trying to emasculate the entire planet. We no longer want strong men. I am also of the opinion that the black man in particular is possibly the most endangered species on the planet. Everything on this planet hunts the black man. The black man hunts the black man. The black woman hunts the black man. The system hunts the black man. Financial institutions hunt the black man. Every single system that was created somehow makes him, simply because he's the bearer of a penis, the villain or the bad guy in every single story. And I can't really understand how that works out. So the story about little Bella, before I get into this, let me do a little bit of house cleaning. Today is November 30th, before I forget. And if today is November 30th, then that means that I have some friends that are having some birthdays today, all right? I also had a friend that had a birthday 2 days ago. So to my friend that had a birthday 2 days ago, Miss Kashara Laquelle, happy birthday. When I know your middle name, I just call it. And that's Adelie, of course. And to my friends that have birthdays today, Felicia Clyde, she has a birthday today. And Miss Inga Saunders, the infallible Inga Saunders, my wonderful friend, she's having a birthday today. And so there's one bunch of birthday. I imagine that by the end of this day, you know, because it's Christmas time, right, Ali? And if your birthday around Christmas time, we should just merge that together and turn that into an event, right? So don't forget, I like, you know, be sure to have some of it whenever you see me, all right? And we'll get together. But happy birthday to my friends. I just wanted to say that while I was doing this. So that is out of the way. But let me also say that I cannot understand how much longer will black men, or men in general, have to go through every single hurdle, right? Like, so we marry women, and then the system starts this thing where it wants to create this thing called marital rape. Something that I hear the feminist movement saying, well, you know, marital rape doesn't have a gender. But that in itself is duplicitous if you look at the way the law is written in the Bahamas, right? Rape is considered the penetration of. By natural cause, my wife cannot rape me, not in the Bahamas. Rape is also constituted as the stimulation of the vulva or penetration of the vulva. And because I don't have no vulva and I have a passo, there is a bit more difficulty in this woman ever being charged with rape against me. So I wonder, I mean, when I look at situations, again, like Bella, because that's the thing that's kind of, and I'm trying to not talk about it too much, but when I look at things like the Bella situation, with a man who, as far as I understand, wanted to be involved in his child's life, had custody of his child, was keeping the child good and safe, and was acting in the best interest of the child, because I heard on the way over here that somehow whenever we talk about the rights of women and children, men want to make it about them. And I argue this, you know, that sometimes the protection of paternal rights will protect ultimately the right of the child. Because if you give me custody of my child, I probably make more money. Your argument is that men make more money. That's your argument. Well, if I make more money, then I'm possibly in a better position to take care of the daycare needs of the child. Isn't that, I mean, if we go with your argument that I make more money. And so I don't really know what we want from a society. And, you know, I don't particularly care for feminist groups, quite honestly. But I don't know what it is they're trying to do with the world. And I think they always point out how men have advantages. But I don't know if the system, as it is built, pays attention to the fact that men suffer from so many more atrocities in the world than everybody else. Who are the suicide victims? Let me help you. Men, go down. This is an easy test case, man. Go right down by the Fox Hill Prison. All right? And let's do a head count. The whole complex for man. They got one building about the size of this studio for the woman them. And it's because we go to jail at a rate of incarceration that I think is 9 to 1. Look at the homicide rate. There have been 100, and I think now 2 people murdered in the Bahamas in 2021. And of that number, I can't even remember the last woman that was murdered if we exclude the child Bella. And so there are so many things visited upon men in our society that I'm not really sure if the granting of or expansion of the rights of women and children isn't to the diminishing of an already diminished group of people. I don't think that men benefit from any special treatment, especially not black men. The system is rigged against us. And this is the gospel according to Levin. And if you look at what they're doing now in the world, these women are prostituting men. You want to ask what I mean? Let me help you. So you decide that you can marry me because that's the only way I could get sexual gratification out of you. All right? And so I marry you. Yeah? For 5 years. We've been married for 5 years. The baby 4. You divorced me in year number 5. When the judge, who is also a woman, give you my house and half of my salary for some children that I get to see on your terms, that has to be prostitution of some sort. Also, you could be a decent woman that says, I had all my children inside my... All you check, because Bahamian women are hung up on this kind of stuff. Go check the record, sweetie. All my children are for my husband. And we don't consider the emotional state of bed. We don't consider why there are so many men that are at the watering hole. And when I sit at the watering hole, I tell you, man, some of the stories make me cringe when I hear of the things that women were able to get away with. And you know what is also funny? That when the black man comes to the watering hole to sob his sorrows around other black men, you know what his black male friends tell him? Man, let the woman carry it. As if he didn't toil blood, sweat, and tears to get the things that he has. As if he does, if he doesn't just lay prostrate and let the woman carry every single Jesus thing he ever worked for, he is somehow a degenerate. When this woman knew all along that all she was concerned about was status and nothing more, explain to me, y'all two get married, 2010. First baby born, 2012. He get a new job and a new promotion, 2013. Buy you and him matching audies in 2014. The new baby born in 2015. And you in divorce court for abuse of, I don't know, Robin Lyons is giving me the fancy language. Mental and that kind of stuff. When? How? When did it happen? When did you realize between baby number one, baby number two, and the matching audies that you was just so unhappy? It is because they rigged the system against us. It is no different in my mind, the man in this society we live in, than the black person in the American society. It is the same thing. You clinch your bag tight because a black man walks by you. He has no concern in his mind about you or this bag. It is almost a punishable offense in the Bahamas, to my mind, to be a man. And I very much mean this onto people I see tying these bunch of orange bow all over the place. Listen to me. I don't know if there is such a thing as equality. I don't know. But from what I have witnessed in the society I live in, women are very, very privileged. Very, very privileged. They're all going to hate me. Go ahead, get the misogynistic bandwagon going. Because I can't understand. When the baby born is hers. Custody is hers. no matter how much of, I mean, a complete degenerate this woman is, the court could say she's the mother, and because she ain't killed the baby when the baby was a fetus, the baby should be hers. How? How is it that if the mother of my child decides that I can't sign for the baby ain't got no last name? How? And thank God for Wayne Monroe, because up to about 6 months ago, if I miss and have one baby with one Calloway Bahamian, she could technically carry my child, and I have absolutely no right whatsoever. And you know what else is far more egregious? And I'm telling you, it is supported by the system. The court don't ask the mummy to adopt no children. The court just asks man to adopt the children Christ put in their loins. How is this? How are we living in this kind of society? And then they say there's no equality. I'll tell you what. How about I trade you equality for your specialness? I'll take that. How does that sound? Anyway, y'all can call me and cuss me out. 323-623-2325-4316. 325-4259. I want to read the circulation from the... No, let's play the clip first, Island. And I heard this clip yesterday, and this is where my show came from, just in case you're wondering. I heard this clip yesterday, thought about this after my guest canceled, and I kind of agree with this. Let's go to the clip.
Society needs strong masculine men. We have an epidemic of children being raised in fatherless homes, and 80% of divorces are initiated by women. Women are taught that they don't need men and that they're even disposable. We can't do it alone, and we shouldn't accept doing it alone. We really need to stop perpetuating this idea that we don't need men. Men provide us with their life force energy, which impregnates us, and they have a purpose in society, and they are at the foundation of everything that has been built. Men provide protection in a home. They provide stability in a home. They provide responsibility and structure in a home. Studies have shown that growing up without a father can permanently restructure and rewire the brain and can create more aggression and anger in children. Girls raised without fathers are more likely to be sexually promiscuous and also more likely to get divorced. 70% of teen births happen in homes of single mothers. 70% of dropouts, 70% of suicides, juvenile delinquents, and runaways are raised in single mother homes. Children from single family homes are 5 times more likely to commit suicide, 9 times more likely to drop out of school, 10 times more likely to suffer from substance abuse, 14 times more likely to commit rape, and 20% times more likely to end up in prison. The strongest predictor of if a person will end up in prison is if they're raised in a single mother home. 70% of inmates serving long-term prison sentences were raised in a single mother home. And you are 4 times more likely to end up in poverty being raised by a single mother. Burden of responsibilities ends up on the woman's shoulders and makes her vulnerable to predators and pedophiles who abuse her children. This creates a lot more family karma that you now have to work through, and the children also will have to work through. Men are starting to see that the odds are stacked against them with how many women initiate divorce and are not committing anymore. Because women aren't in the home full time, they have to work to take care of the family. The children are left to their own devices and are being indoctrinated by government schools, and they're being taught in kindergarten about sex and changing their genders. There has even been countless of times where people have discovered in school libraries pornography in books for children and teenagers. A more promiscuous society creates an over-sexualization of women. This creates a very promiscuous society and an extremely high abortion rate. Something has to change.
Listened to that yesterday, and that got my attention going, because I can actually relate to it. I remember I went into a store, and I could bring you the books if you'd like. I bought my son a packet of books, Ali. It was a packet of 6 books. And do you know, in the middle of the books was a storybook called The Family, I think it was. And inside this book, it was alternative lifestyles, right? So it was like, Jill has a dad, Jill has a mom, Jill has a mom and a dad. Jack has a dad, Jack has another dad. Jack has two. Wait a minute. See, and the problem I have is y'all got this wrap up in the middle of the books, right? Because here I am thinking I just buying my son a train book set, right? This was a train book set on the top, and then some block building stuff on the back, and the alternative lifestyle book in the middle, right? And I thought to myself, this is for children 3 to 7 years old. Why are you all trying to subliminally, and don't say it wasn't subliminal, because the question is, why the We Are the Family book ain't on the top where I could see it, all right? So, and I have nothing against people with alternative lifestyle. Where you insert your penis doesn't really matter to me. But if I, as a man, decide that I don't want my child to be sexualized, heterosexually or homosexually, somehow I am a boorish man that isn't allowing my child to identify him or herself, etc., etc., etc. Nonsense. No, absolute nonsense. And so I don't get it. We kill ourselves more. Y'all kill us more. Y'all lock us up more. The bills are ours. Divorces affect our entire lives. Child rearing affects our entire lives. And the only thing I continue, I mean, for Christ's sakes, right? And I no slight to Loretta, but Laterna, she's one of my absolute most favorite human beings on definitely in the Bahamas for sure. But I cringe when I see people like her and Latre Ramming say things like she is coming to pay special attention in the SBDC to women and young people. Well, if I am an old man, I must just go to hell and die, apparently. I'm not saying she said that. The last piece is me. But that is, if you have come, and of course, she and I have spoken about it on the sideline. She has stated her case to me. I have accepted her case. But I'm telling you, the messaging is as it has always appeared to men in this country. And that is, if you are a man, you are going to die around as a rabbit, my granddaddy would say. Everything nowadays, it seems like you just need to have female fixtures and somehow you are on the road to success. Apparently, that is the messaging. I'm not saying that's your goal. I'm saying that's the message I get. And then I turn around, all right, and I read this thing from a law office that tries to extract a father's paternal right. A man that had custody of a child 4 years. And a grandmother who apparently has seen the light Jesus has spoken to her, I imagine, through a burning bush. And all of a sudden now, the man that had his child safe and sound is stripped from his right. Why? I cannot consider or think about any other reason except he got male fixtures. I can't think about a single other reason. And on top of that, the mother must also be let out of jail so that she could come to the funeral. Are you people insane? No one would ever make that kind of a petition on behalf of a man. Ever. Let's read the letter from the law office. You see, because I try, but this is... It says here, and the letter is dated. What is this date? I really got to start wearing my glasses. The letter is dated... This is Michael A. Hepburn, proprietor, Serenity Funeral Home and Crematorium, 153 Blue Hill Road, Nassau, New Providence. Dear Mr. Hepburn, Mona Lisa Vonerica Walker versus Dino Alexander Smith. We write in connection with the above caption as we represent Mona Lisa her name, I don't want to keep calling it, the maternal grandmother of the deceased, Bella Walker. On the 5th day of November, 2021, our client was advised of the death of her granddaughter, Donna Bella Walker. Our client further advised us that she identified her granddaughter's body at the Ryan Lab as at the 8th day of November 2021. Upon identifying the body, our client did not provide any instructions to any agents at the Ryan Lab relative to release the body to the body or the burial of the deceased. We have been advised that Mrs. Smith is the putative father of the deceased and is not so entitled to have control of the body of the deceased or to make any burial arrangements on relative to the same. We have further been advised that your company is in possession of the deceased's body. We offer you this opportunity to respond and remedy the forenamed issue by releasing the body of Bella Walker to the deceased, to the maternal grandmother, Miss Walker. If we fail to hear from you by noon, Friday, 26 November, 2021, we will commence legal proceedings on behalf of Miss Walker against your company in the Supreme Court of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. The man had custody of the child. The man had custody of the child in a different jurisdiction. Well, not jurisdiction, but district. And he is raped of his right as a daddy. We gotta fix this. Alan, then let's go to a break. 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259. You can text me on 422-4796 when I get back.
Security is a challenge for many. Now in a pandemic, many more are unsure of their next meal. Through their Feed 5000 program and a $20,000 donation, AML is working to ensure that everyone has a meal for the holidays, and they're inviting you to help. Now until December 17th, visit any Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, or Domino's in Nassau or Freeport, and Exuma Markets in Georgetown to donate and help feed a family in need this Christmas. No amount is too small. Remember, we're all in this together.
Hey, did you find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, sponsor Unleashed today. Call 302-2304 or 302-2375 to see which package is right for you. Join Layvon Miller as he ignites the passion of the next generation by bridging the gap with engaging conversations and innovative ideas. Take action and sponsor Unleashed today at 302-2304 or 302-2375 and be unleashed.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Levin Miller. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. That means I'm unleashed on your radio. That means it's somewhere between 11 and 12 o'clock. Let's go straight to the phone lines. Like I say, y'all don't need to agree with me. That's fine. I grew up in a house or a family where I had 18 uncles and aunties on one side, 29 aunties and uncles on the other side, 64, I think it was, grandchildren, so that's cousins, and something like 72 on the other side. I'm used to people not agreeing with me. It's okay. You can give me a call and we can talk about it. But I'm telling you, I want you all to cut these bunch of orange ribbon down off these lamp pole, because I imagine just like the political signs that can't come down, they ain't gonna come down until they become refuse in the street, right? And listen to me. I mean, I got a mother, I got a sister, my niece, I love her to death and will kill men with a toothpick for her. I just don't know where this cry for, oh, they ain't including women and young people. Where is this coming from? And who is pushing it? Let's take the calls, Ali. Good morning, caller. You're on. Not there. Next call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Yes. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, CA.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Allow me to make 2 points.
Mm-hmm. Right?
First of all, when you come to women's rights, and I've heard the argument for almost going on 20 years concerning the gender referendum, etc. Leon, are you aware that there is no law that prohibits anything that we had constitutional referendum from being passed into, from being made into law right now? Nothing prohibits it. The Constitution has prohibited
it? No, so that means they can make it statute law, yeah.
Yeah. So the question is, then why hasn't there been a cry for these things to be made statute laws in the last
But years? Which things, C. Allen?
That's what I'm saying to you. For these saying citizenship. And because we always use the generic. This is what perturbs me. They don't say what it is they're trying. They says women voted against themselves and men voted against what? What they voted against was enshrining it into the Constitution. They did not vote against it becoming law.
Right.
Okay?
Agreed.
And so this is where you have this play on words as if they did not. So if the law doesn't prohibit it, why, if these rights are not given to them or not given, why haven't we put it in law right now, today, tomorrow? But we don't hear that argument. Now, let's come home to the rights of children. Okay? Because this is something that Cleaver Duncombe and I and others have argued about for almost 20-something years.
Mm-hmm.
20 years at least. There's a simple law that we've asked for 20 years, you know. Something called shared custody.
Mm-hmm.
Shared custody says both father and mother has equal rights to the child, just that one will be given custodial custody. Doesn't give you any superior rights. It just simply say this is where the child will reside.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with support. Okay? That's a separate issue of maintenance. But what it does, it gives equity to both mother and father, and it allows paternity to be established by a simple request to the court, where you simply say whether the mother wants to or not, because she simply has to omit your name of the birth certificate until it's necessary for her. But the father just simply goes to court and asks for a DNA test, which is about $80 now from a legal perspective. And so he now has equity, equal rights, or whatever, to that child.
Mm-hmm.
So you could, in the U.S., it was where you can choose where I get all of the holidays on even years, you get it on even years, or we could, whatever arrangements you want to make for that's amicable. But deny, if I have a custodial,
mm-hmm.
Custodial interference with equity, you can be charged with interfering with that court order, whether under custodial parents. But I don't.
Well, they could also legislate that as well, C. Allen. They could make it. No, I'm saying, and I'm saying, they could literally make it law that upon the birth of a child, if you are the man preparing to make an affidavit that this child is in fact yours, that you are required at birth to do a paternity test.
No, but
they could make that law.
But this is what we've been arguing for 20 years, and then we get screamed at above the voice about the whole. So it's almost as if we don't want to solve this problem. It's almost like we say, we have this tub of water, and the tub is overflowing, and we want to scream to bring more mops and bring more a better mop rather than stopping
the leak. Yeah.
And I'm simply saying is that we don't ever want to have a succinct conversation. So we have a conversation concerning spousal abuse, where 70% of the houses are single women, right? So there's no spouse in there. So if we're going to, let's talk about just plain abuse also. And the word spouse means male or female, not women being raped spouses is about. And so the problem is like we don't want to recognize the defect that we have in a family structure.
Is that how we culturally contextualize it though, C. Allen? When we hear the word spouse in the Bahamas, it has been my understanding largely that what we mean is wife.
We have accepted in our mind, even though it has been proven scientifically, that a man can, just like how you said, can be raped by a wife. He can, whether it be in some form. We don't have to go into the details, but it isn't a mental thing. You know, it's a chemical response, and this is how when you even examine the science of men who target young boys, when they chemically respond to what is happening to them, they begin to get confused. As to, or even when women do it with a young girl, they begin to get confused as to the chemical response as opposed to the moral or whatever logical response they have.
Mm.
And so, but we don't want to have conversations with data. Where we say, what's the data on this? What's the data on child molestation? If 70% of the houses are, where children are being abused in homes, and it's, Fred, how much of those abuse are just simply women who punish their children too harshly or burn their children or do this or do whatever? But we don't want to have these.
But in this very case, C. Allen, you saw a daddy who obviously had custody of a child, and the child obviously was more safe and secure with the father.
Yes.
You cannot argue that. There is a dead child now, which means obviously the child wasn't dead when it was with the daddy. The child is dead and it's with the mummy. It is natural to assume that the child was safer with the daddy.
Yes.
Yet somehow, right? Some law firm, and that's why I didn't call their name, decided that they should go and petition the funeral home and suggest that this man ought not have custody of the child, albeit the mummy ain't dead, and there's not been any requests or any thwarting a request not to release the child to the daddy on the mummy's behalf. I haven't seen it.
I was going to ask, why hasn't the mummy...
That's the point I make. So you're trying to tell me the maternal Grammy, who was too busy this whole time, miraculously now, is just in need of the... It doesn't make sense, except we want to violate the rights of men. And sometimes I argue, C. Allen, that the protection of paternal right ultimately results in the protection of the child.
No, but which comes to the point. We have, and see, this is the argument. We have this argument that for 50 years, 70% or more of homes was raised by women. So we have broken men and broken women. Because most, it takes literally a broken woman, female, to accept a broken man. And so if you have these broken kids all under the age of 40, then we must then look, accept responsibility based on statistics, is because they were built in that single broken home. And so the whole concept is, if you fix families, you will fix communities. And if you fix communities, you'll fix the country. But we don't want to have that conversation contextually. So we will use international data. We are small enough that we can actually use our data. And we only have 130,000 homes that we have to survey to find out exactly how it is. And social services is responsible for knowing where every child is and every circumstances where they are. Legal custody and education also plays a role in that. So we have the infrastructures here, but we simply want to ignore the leak and simply say, anybody else have another mop? Maybe we should get this new mop over here, because the international people says this mop sucks up water very well. So if we fix the family, which gives equity and equality to both men and women in our legal structure, and stop hiding behind what the Constitution can do, when the Constitution does not prohibit it right now,
right.
And let's do this right. Let's give children's rights the priority, and then comes for male and female rights. Because if children's rights come here, you can't have children without male or female. So to have the child's right, then you must protect both male and female. So if you want to fix family, let's have that conversation. But let's stop having this one lopsided talk around, sweep around the conversation and say, let's fix our country rather than some issue some international agreement give us that we don't even want to look at the international agreement because we want to go, this part is good for us. If you want to do the agreement, do all of it.
Appreciate it, Z. Allen. 323-623-2354-316-325-4259 is the call. So, good morning, calling. You're on.
Hey, good morning, Levi. How are you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Anton?
Man, I've been holding for a long time three are breaking on. So hopefully, when you engage in a dialogue, if you could just pay a little bit more attention to the line.
Anton, don't run me through the soliloquy. Just let's get to it. I'm here. I'm here. You've waited all this time for me. Tell me what you got.
Nonetheless, good morning to yourself, Levon, and good morning to the nation. C. Allen said something that I should come back at, but before I do that, let me make this statement. I believe that if men got together in the country and began promoting themselves and they have left Montan being in leadership and dominating like women do in the country, there would be all hell breaking out in the country. And so that within itself speaks to the fact that there is no equity and equality, even in terms of how you promote one sex or the other sex, you know. And so that's something for women in the country to take into consideration. I'm not one who is about sexism or being a sexist or all that other kinds of societal norms that are being pushed. I don't believe in that. I believe that the society should be fair, equal, accessible to all who resides or who are citizens of that society. But to get to that point that I wanted to make, Levon, I believe that, and I just made a quick note, so I'll just read it. I believe that lawmakers use as an excuse, and it's backdrop of what one of the points C. Allen made. I believe lawmakers use as an excuse, and a very poor and dirty excuse. There's not enough outcry on any particular issue from the public, therefore they aren't minded to act. However, in my view, an examination of the Constitution, supporting laws, public policies should be undertaken by each and every administration in our country. They owe it to us. And an automatic updating, revision, and or introduction of new laws or upgrading to the Constitution and public policies should be exacted to ensure we are living and operating in a modern, fair, equitable, and beneficial society for all citizens and residents within the country. And until such behaviors and mindsets becomes the order of the day, Levon, and to the nation, you will continue to have this outcry where one is trying to push for upliftment over the other, and if the other seeks to take that same position, then the ones who feel as though they are pushing for their agenda will then take an attitude against the ones who they feel they're pushing for their agenda against. And so we just need an upgrading of our laws, and that's something that I look forward to Prime Minister Davis and his administration taking on and ensuring that we conduct a review and an upgrading and an exacting to ensure we all can get along and live in our country beneficially. Thank you for the opportunity, bro.
Thank you, Antoine. And again, it's quite funny, Antoine, that one of the first appointments in the Davis administration is the appointment of Loretta Butler-Turner, who then says on day one, you know, I've been sent here by the Prime Minister to pay special attention to the inclusion of women and young people in the granting of SBDC loans. That means if me and Shakira come with the same idea, I's an old man now, right? Shakira is a young, sprightly little 21-year-old. All right, she probably been the sack because somehow they all been the sack when they 21. And boom, now Shakira and me got the same idea. I older, so I don't want 10 grand. I need 20. Shakira say 10 because she never see 10 grand all at once in her whole life. All of a sudden now, I imagine that when the application get in the room, they can say, boy, you know something, Shakira's young, she's vivacious, she's 21, she's sprightly. You know, let's try her. Because we want to make sure that we include as many women as possible. Or you know what? We already picked 6, man. Right? And if you don't think this kind of stuff exists, man, there is right now a change in the opposition, right? And can I tell you, not for talent, but simply because it would be, I mean, hell in Harlem should Michael Pintar decide to take the two women inside the parliament and Senate and make them men. Y'all would burn the whole of Bay Street down. Y'all would burn the whole of Bay Street down. Not because they just the bright budding voices of tomorrow. No. Solely on the purpose that they is woman. Y'all remember that y'all almost give Mr. Minnis a heart attack when he fired Lanisha Rule and she wasn't brilliant, only for him to replace her with Pakeisha Parker, who was equally performing. For no other reason than they had feminine fixtures. That was literally it. What do you mean ain't a woman in the cabinet? Don't worry about what she could contribute. Don't worry about what she's able to add to the pool of ideas around the cabinet table. There's no way you could have this whole cabinet and don't have woman. What do you mean? No one ever says, oh, you can't have a cabinet and don't have no man in it. No one ever says that. It just happened to have been our history that all the prime ministers have been men. But no, there is nowhere on any application I've ever seen for politics that it says, listen, you could be prime minister, but you can't be a woman. Nowhere. All our principals have been women. The judges have all. I've never stood before a male judge except for these last couple of times I've been to traffic court. Every other time I've stood in the front of a judge, it's been a woman. All my principals, with the exception of Charles Sanders, woman. So I don't know. I don't know where this stuff come from. Let me read a couple of these text messages. Good morning, Mr. Miller. Society is bringing down the men of this country everywhere you turn. Men are, what does it say? Men are being degraded. Watch out. I want this nation to know, don't flare up in God's face, and there is no such thing as marital rape. I don't know if I want to agree with that. What does not make any sense? Lan, I respect our PM. Who put that on the back burner? It's stupidness, and I like your show. They are destroying the world. This one here says, wow, y'all are really getting hot today. Brother Levon, great show. The system is always against the man and his rights. There is hardly any justice for good men in our society. Who really supports this? Or is it only face value from Grand Bahama? The world does not revolve around Anton only, so tell him. Give others the same respect to make their contributions. That is why both of us prefer to text and hope the hosts read our text and comment. Yeah, I don't know why he feels the need to tongue bathe me. Mr. Miller, the little girl is not even carrying her dad's name. My good friend has offered to take care of the funeral. Free of charge, is caught up in it. The grandmother is out of order. She has suffered, the child has suffered enough. They had to go through the court, my lord. Do you realize that the child not having the dad's last name has a whole lot to do with the mummy? The daddy can't just go and swear an affidavit and talk nonsense, but he can't go register an affidavit. That can't happen. You realize that, right? Oh, but the mummy could go. Leaving good afternoon. That fellow loves to sound more intelligent and in touch than he really is. He seems to always be politicizing everything or making a point that has a political rhetoric. He must be well paid for calling the shows. I'm talking about Anton, nothing against him. Okay, this one here says, I love the way you stand up for common sense and logic. I think you're very kind. Thank you. Ah, this is a lot. This one here says, great show as usual. You have a bad habit of giving birthday shout out without calling the ages. You know, they're all women. If I call their ages, they'll kill me. Great show as usual. Women have more advantages than men. In the Bahamas, example of this is in the divorce. Women get 50%, I don't know if it's 50, of everything. And if the woman is a mango skid woman, she gets 75%. I don't know if that's accurate either. This one here says, I read that already. So because you refuse to read when you pick up a book, you may miss and pick up the gayest book in the bookshop. I'm glad I did not make that mistake when I went to the bookshop. Well, I read it. The book, the problem was the one with the alternative lifestyle was in the middle. I didn't see it. Just look at the dismal, disappointing display of the Speaker of the House placed. Why? Because she's a woman. This here says, leaving you sounding like those white men who say they being discriminated against. Women in the Bahamas just coming into their own, and you want to talk about men's rights? You all always had rights. Then explain to me why we got women's rights, rights of a child, animal rights. Show me where in this law we have rights of a man. That's all I ask. All right? I mean, the goat got rights. The goat got rights. And I ain't gonna. This one here says, the paternal grandmother had possession of the child, not the father, neither had custody. The father could have had custody if he took the role of father seriously. Both parents were negligent. If the father had, oh my God. Oh boy. If the father had acted and attained custody, the matter would be moot. And he would need complete acquiescence by the mother for that. Any resistance by the mother would result in him not being able to do that. Mel, I hear you, and you make an excellent man, activist, and advocate. However, I think most men and their worst enemies are their worst enemies. They too passive, irresponsible, broken, lazy, and give but can't take or taste their own medicine. This is sad. Starting with you, I dare you to lead a debate or town hall and hear from both male and female sides of this issue, because I differ on a lot of what you said. That's fine. I appreciate the criticism. This one here says, Levin, you're so right, especially in the cases of divorce. So if I can't afford a lawyer, I have no right to be informed as to when the court case involving me and my marriage is taking place. How can a judge make a ruling on a matter by hearing only one side? They can do that from time to time. Levin, a woman could lie on a man, send him to prison. Nothing happens to them when they lie, but hate talking laws against the woman for her to go to jail is sad. Levin, you are correct. They are blaming the daddy for not giving the child his name, blaming him for not being in her life. That is why she was killed. That's crazy. I agree with you. This one here says, hi, Levin. I am a man who has been married for a few decades. I have concluded that a man must stay in his corner if his wife gives him one, and he must remain silent. When he does this, the country and everyone in it are overjoyed. If he dares to speak, he has esteem issues or is anti-woman. Everything he does should be for her enjoyment, or he is not a good man. This is where relationships have degenerated to over the years by design. I actually had a married man that told me the other day that he built his wife a big, 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 big house so she could just stay in there and then he could come outside and have peace, because in there for her, out here for him. And he learned that. Just let her do anything she want to do and you stay out here. That's scary. Why he didn't sign for the child during the 4 years? It's because he would need the mother's acquiescence to do so. Equality, women do not believe in that. They live to supersede men at all costs. And I'm not really trying to turn this into a man versus woman thing. I'm just saying, I don't know. You know what's funny? I've had women walk up to me, Ali, and say, you, if you know the things I'll do to you here, boy. And I dare not. All I could do is chuckle and say, you better stop, yeah? I've had women grope me in the food store. Walk up, and I talking about decent. I had these women on to be decent. I think they Baptist. Touch me like they own me. And all I can say is, why don't stop it? Why don't learn to behave, ma'am? And if I dare do anything else, I've had women threaten to rape me. And tell me about how they could do things with things that they have. To my mother, good church of God, son, my daddy's the bishop. I can never hear about these kind of things in my life. Never. Not in the house I grew up in. But I dare say not a word. Or risk being the most emasculated man in the country. Imagine I shackle a woman for threats of rape. Well, Lord, and thy tender mercy, where will I be able to go after that? Ah, boy. This year says, I turned 51 years old yesterday, so you could tell them my age. Well, 51, pay that. Ali, let's take this call. Caller, you got 35 seconds. Let's go for it. What's up? Is it there? Oh, not there. Next text right here says, great show as usual. A mango skin says she will rape you and you completed your way to behave it. Yeah, but I can't crack that joke with her. I can't crack rape jokes. And I just tell them, hey, miss. I want you to know, I know Carly the battle. I intend to, I don't know her personally, but I will know, I will ask, that's the court I will go to. And I plan to wear a coat, suit, and tie every day we have court, because in case the news show up, I will make sure they see how distraught I am when I faint in my three-piece suit, right? Because I now live my life in fear for threats of rape. Hello, Mr. Miller. Awesome show, always. I agree with you a million, trillion, zillion times, and I am a woman. Keep it going. Thank you very much. And I saying, I just saying that if I did what you do to me, I would be shackled and dragged, kicking and screaming before a court. So we have to be very careful when we ask for equality, because I don't think it's equality that we want. And besides, I want every woman sitting next to their radio thinking that I'm a misogynistic bigot to listen to this. I love you all. Y'all can't think about a man that love you all more than me. With all my heart. Y'all ain't equal to me. It's because y'all special to me. And I would trade that for equality any single day of the week. Anyway, that's my time. I'm Levin Miller. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. They're your station for fresh news and smart talk. I know you know, the world knows. They do it all day. Don't move the news. It happens now.
In us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough.